This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The dating app market is, if not saturated, then definitely crowded. There's Hinge, Bumble, Tinder, Coffee Meets Bagel, OkCupid, Facebook Dating. Okay, fine. It's saturated. There are so many options, just choosing a platform might well be adding to the already challenging act of dating itself. A survey of 1,400 Tinder users not too long ago found nearly half weren't actually interested in finding dates, and about two-thirds were already in a relationship. And singles sure do seem to be over. According to Morgan Stanley, the top dating apps reported slowing revenue growth last year. So if single people aren't on the apps, where are they? Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looks at the business of helping people meet offline.
It's a Tuesday night at a dimly lit bar in Manhattan. Around 30 singles are here. Some nervously sip their drinks. Others more nervously slam them. They came for a speed dating event called We Met IRL, as in we met in real life. One of the organizers kicks things off.
Good? Y'all ready? Come on, I need some enthusiasm, I need some energy. Let's go!
First, there's an icebreaker. Half of the group gets cards with a question. The other half gets matching answers.
So mine was, what's the typical New York breakfast? And I go, who has bacon, egg, and cheese?
Sofia Fernandez is 25, and it's her first time speed dating. She says she's done with the apps.
I'm trying to find a more organic way to kind of meet new people.
When Fernandez says she's done with the apps, she means done, deleted. She says she was going on date after date with people she had very little in common with.
I think people, it's very easy to hide behind a phone. So you can be, it's easier for people to be someone more interesting or someone else.
Say, someone who has a profile photo with very white teeth, thanks to the Facetune app. Or someone who says they're looking for something serious, but really just wants a fling. Across the room, Ariel Ventura, who's 36, says a lot of people on the apps are just messing around. What's he looking for?
Ultimately, I think what most people look for, and that's like their significant other.
All right, let the date begin. 4 minutes is on the clock. Once the 4 minutes is done, we'll tell you guys to rotate to the next number.
The daters move from table to table, while the event's founder, Maxine Williams, flutters around the bar. She started We Met IRL in 2022 for people like her, who find the apps exhausting.
We're just always on our screens. I log off work, and, oh, I want to date someone. Like, get back on your phone and swipe, 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 and hope that you can get from, hey, hey, how's it going, to a date and a relationship. Like, it just seemed impossible.
Dating felt like a part-time job, so Williams actually made it one. She runs a couple of events a month with two employees and charges $25 per person. Speed dating isn't the only old-school method having a renaissance. Matchmakers are also coming back. A company called 3-Day Rule says their client base has grown 60% since 2020, and it's gotten younger. Erica Kaplan is a matchmaker.
These are the people that have been dating online since college. So all of these people coming to us at 27, 28 have been dating online using apps for about a decade already, and they're sick of them.
Matchmaking isn't exactly affordable. 3 months at 3-Day Rule includes a photo shoot and 3 dates and costs $5,900, and the company doesn't share a success rate. But it's a method some people feel they can trust, as trust in the apps deteriorates and as the apps look for more ways to profit off users, introducing subscriptions and tiered services. Stephanie Tong researches social media and relationships at Wayne State.
They function, right, by wanting people to stay single. That's their client base. But once you are not single, you then exit the app.
Tong doesn't know if apps are deliberately giving people mediocre matches to keep them on their platforms. But the bottom line is, in some ways, technology has made dating harder. There are scammers and Photoshop and now ChatGPT.
So one of the things we started to wonder is if all these profiles, if they're AI assisted, they might all start to sound the same.
I mean, it's already generic enough out there in the app world. That, or everyone really does know the best spot in town for tacos and tequila, like their bios claim.
Over here. Hello. How ya doing?
Speaking of tequila, back at the bar, the speed dating event is coming to a close. A few people are leaving with phone numbers, including Ariel Ventura, the 36-year-old searching for his soulmate. Meanwhile, Sofia Fernandez's evening didn't end as she'd expected.
No, I didn't get any long first, but it's okay. I got my foot in the water. Oh, I got the bartender's number. So that's good. He was cute.
Hey, she still met someone off the apps and in real life. In New York, I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.